The Andalf Lamed Dalet Lamed Beis. Betzem, we're in the middle of a sugya. We hear Andalf Lamed Dalet Lamed Aleph, a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shesile Tumish Shenitmu Vishoslam Tahirim Milatame Basurim Milechel. That if a person had taken Tume, which had become Tame, and he planted it, so there's a tahare of planting. Planting becomes mechuber to the earth, and it loses its tume. We mentioned the last time, Abachonim brings a teres koinim, because there is the rua asher yizareya toyeru. So there's a tahare of zriye. You are mechaber, it became mechuber laoret, it was a reyet, so it becomes toyer. Ba'afal pikein, it says, va'asurim milechel. You're not allowed to eat it. So we had problems in the sugya. If this truma became toher, so why can't you eat it? So one mahalach we had heard in the Gemara that Rav Sheshes had said, which was only good according to Reish Lakish, that is a psul of Hesach Hadas, since it was Messiah Das from the shmira of the truma, so Memela, so the truma becomes posel. But that's a debatable shaila if Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf or is a psul tume. So that's what we were up to till now. Now we end up Lamedal Lamed Beis towards the middle of the Omid. Berech, three lines before the Omid, the lines start getting wide. Kisolik Rovin Omra Lishmaite Kame de Rabbi Yirmiyah. He told over the sugya before Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he met Rabbi Yirmiyah and he told them the difficulties encountered in the sugya. If it's Tomei, if it's Toher, so why can't the Kohen eat the Tumet? Va'oma, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Bavloi tipshoi, Mishum di yosvi ba'ara de hashoiche omrison shmaitze de mechashcho. So Rashi says, Shmaitze de Mechashchon, Omro Kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hod Rav Sheshes Lael, told over the Shtikteir of Rav Sheshes, Asurim Ilechol, Mishum Hesach Hadasu, since it was Messiah Das from the Shmir of the Trumah, so there's a Psul of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Shmaitze de Mechashchon, Kshein Yoidin, Taimei Shodover, if you don't know the reason, Boidin Milibom Tam Sheinai, so you make up a time. You don't do so. If you don't know, you don't know, but you don't make up new time. Ask the machashcha, bover la muke. Loishmielachu hoda Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish mishmei de Rabbeishe. You didn't hear this memre of Reish Lakish mishmei de Rabbeishe. And if you'd have known this memre, then you could easily understand pshat in the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yishir said as follows, May ha-chag shenitmu, if they were shoyev mayim for Simchas Beis HaSheiva, for Nisach HaMayim, and this mayim became Tomei. So Rabbi Yishir said as follows, Hishikon v'achar kach hikdishon, what happens if he would made ha-shoke, that means it was mechaber, these mayim tmeim to a mikveh, and then later he was magdish this mayim for nisach hamayim, it's tahirim, so it's tahir and it's you could use it for nisach hamayim. What is hikdishon v'achar kach hishikon? But what happens if he was magdish at first? First was magdish the mayim for nisach hamayim. And later, he made hashoke tmei. So then, the water remains tmei. So we have to understand this memory of Abba Yishir. Michdei zriyaninu. There's a tahara of hashoke, which is considered like keilu yer zireya, the mayim tmeim to the mikveh, and that is metayer, the mayim tmei. Zriyaninu. Mali hishikon v'achaka hikdishon. So what's the difference if he made hashoke first? And then he was magdishit. Mali hikdishon v'achar kach hishika. Or if he was magdish first, and then he made hashoke. But the hashoke is metaya. Alme ein zriya lehegdish. So we see from this that there's a chaymer, not whatever works by divrei chulin, works by hegdish. There's a chaymer, hegdish, you can't be metayer. If it became tummy already, the tahara of zriya is only by chulin. By hegdish, there's a chaymer, there's a maile, you can't be metayer anymore. So Memela, so he said, I bezoi, so the Mishnah is beautiful. Ochi nami ein zriya le trume. Shesi le trume, shenitmo vishoslam, tome militai racherem. The trume take fell off. The legabe, if it will touch something else. So we say that it is toil. But asurim milachel, but the kain is not allowed to eat it because it's a chaymer, there's a maile by kaidish. That for Hilchis Kodesh, we say that it is still Tomei. These Tikkunim do not help to be Misakinet Lagabi in Yonei Kodesh. So therefore, the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Lo Yishmiya Lechu, Umikan Yecholim Lilmoit, Taimish El Mishneh. Now we can understand the reason of the Mishneh. Dasurim Ilechel Mishum Maila. There's a Maila. The Aval gav the Mahan Yizriya lechulin, even though Zriya helps for chulin. Obud Rabbonon Maile, but the Rabbonon made a Maile, the Leitahani letrume, that it should not help for trume. In what way? Lahalois lotara gemure leheterachilim, that it should be a tahari gemure, that you should be permitted to eat it. If the shaila is about being metami something else, that they didn't make a maila. But it should be a tahari gemure, you should be able to mekayim mitzvah achilas trume, and that's a maila, that the tahara of zriya does not help to make a tahari gemure lahatiroi ba'achila. Me'achag kigoin shel nisuch hamayim the Shabbos. So Rashi says we're speaking about the mayim that was nishav for nisach hamayim the Shabbos shebesoich hachag hoyim memalin oisoi me'erev Shabbos. It's the Shabbos shebesoich hachag that used to be memalin me'erev Shabbos. Uchshenitmo. So when it became tomei ein yecholim leilich olamalis min hashiluach b'Shabbos, I can't go now to the shiluach. It's Shabbos, everybody. So it's a shayla of Haitzo. V'teirechu l'malais mibir ha-godol b'gilgul. Now, in the Azore, we had an Erevin that in the Azore there were two boires. There was the boir ha-goyle and the boir ha-godol. B'gilgul means that there was a crank of some sorts that enabled them to be shoy of mine from this boir ha-godol. So Rashi says, "V'teirechu l'malois mibir ha'godul b'gilgul." It's a teirech to do that. Is therefore he was ovedaitis. He can't go to be shayv again from the shiluach. It's Shabbat. It's a teirech to be memala mibir ha'godul. V'holach v'hishikam ba'ames ha'mayim shebazor. So he went and did a very easy eitzah. He made hashok. There was an amas amayim shebazo, which had a teiras mikveh. Umayim salkaluhu hashok. The zuhi zriyosam. Mishavra leim meha mikveh. V'nasa chibor ubotloi. Tuv Yehama was ma'orer, an interesting ha'ore on this Rashi. Rashi in Erevin, daf kuvdaladom et aleph, the Gemara says as follows, that they were matter to be memale mayim mibor ha-godol b'gilgul, because ain shvus b'migdash. But the Medina, if you'll have such a boir, you're not allowed to. Why? Gzeire, they were geyser, because if he'll be memale from a boir ha-godol b'medina, he might go and be mashke, the chotzer and the gine. He might be memale. He has a multitude. Taisa says this boyer, this had a lot of, one was able to be shoyev of a lot of water at once. So all of a sudden, he has a multitude of water, so he'll be mashke, zroim, and the gine. So that's why they were geyser to use this boir b'medine. So Rashi says in Erevin, mitoich shememalim boi b'loi toirach, since you could be memale without a toirach whatsoever, so he'll be memale and he'll be mashke. So Dalton zok Rashi that you memale without a toirach. And here Rashi says, the toirach u'lemale is miboir ha'godol, it's a toirach lemale is miboir ha'godol. So the riot, it's a chilek, if you're doing a mitzvah, then everything is a toirach. I mean, tut fazich alein, then it, toirach is relative. That's what someone wanted to answer. But it's a tosanta ha'ore. Ve'achar kach ikdishon, sh'adayin loikora aleihem shem, he wasn't koire shem, oi loikitshoi bekli shoris, he wasn't mekadish bekli shoris, toire. So it is toire. Ein zriya lehegdish. Letaroi bekach, demalo osu bekotche. That's a maila. Ochinami ein zriya letrume, demaila osu. They made a maila that zriya doesn't help for trume. Yosef Ravdimi v'komolo lohoshmait. Now Ravdimi said over this memra of Rabbi Yishiye that there's a din that meyachag that higdishon Zriya doesn't help. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked the shayla, here hakira, higdishon bekli koma, that what it says, that after higdish Hashoka doesn't help. Does that mean Higdishon Bikli? Avol Bipeh Le'ovod Rabbonon Maile. But if it's only a Kedushas Peh, which is equivalent to Azmone, so maybe they didn't make this Maile. Eidume Bipeh Nami Ovod Rabbonon Maile. Maybe by Kedushas Peh, they also made this Maile. Let us see Rashi. Lohosh maited Rabbeishi. Rabdimi said over the sugi of Rabbeishi. Higdishon beklishoris kamr, tekiven tekdoishin hen kdushes aguf, it is a kdushes aguf, of dinun lohu rabbono mailo, then the rabbono made a mailo. Avo mishum kdushes pe, de molon bekli choyl l'shem chag, leobdu lo mailo, mahani lo ashoke. Or maybe not, maybe kdushes pe, he also made this mila. Omale, so Rabdimi told him, Zuloi Shamati. By this mila of that Zriya doesn't help, I don't know if it's applicable only by Kedushas Kli or Philip Kedushas, but I don't know. Abakiyaitse bo Shamati. But I do know another case, but there's another mila that Chazal made, and that I know that mila is a Philip by Kedushas Pet. So Omar Rababo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So he brings a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Anovim shenitmu. Anovim became Tomek. Dolchon. And he squeezed out the wine from these Anovim. Vacharkach hikdishon. And then he was magdish the wine. Tohirim. So the wine is toir. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that we say, Mashke, we hear this Gemara and Daf, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Rabbi Yochanan holds Mashken Mifket Pkidi, that the Mashken is considered a Dovo Nifrot from the Anovim. So if the Anovim became Tomei, the Mashkim Shebesoichom did not become Tomei. So therefore, Anovim Shenitmu, so Anovim that became Tomei, Dolchon. So if he squeezed out the wine, so when the Anovim became Tomei, Basherusham, the Mashke Shebesoichom were not Tomei. So Dolchom, if he squeezed it out, and we'll see later in the Sugya, for some reason or other, it was not Mekabel Tume from the Anovim, V'achek Achigdishin, the lady was Magdish, the wine, L'nesochim Toire. So it's Toire. What would be Higdishon? What would be if he was Magdish the Anovim? The Tzairich Nesachim, Va'achakach Dolchon, and then he was Doirich the Yayin Tmeyim. So what is Pshat? So this is a Maile. That means by Hegdish, they said that even though in Yesod Mashkin Mifkit Pkidi, but Al Samayla also by Hegdish, he said since the on of is Tomei, so the Mashkin Shebeseichi is also Tomei. So we see there's a Maila, this is a Maila that was made by Hegdish, that the Heter of Mifkat Pkidi is not applicable by Hegdish. Now, if he was magdish these anovim for nesochim, it's only a kedushas peh. It gets a kedushas aguf when the yayin enters a klisharis. The anovim are not roi le klisharis. Vanovim the kedushas penin. The anovim is a kedushas peh. Vafilu ochi ovud rabbonon maile. The rabbonon made a maile. So we see, so that was Rav Dimi's tzushtal to be poishet the suffix of Abai. As Yukla, the Shaila, if Kedushas Peh, they made a Maila, so you're claiming by the Maila of Zriya. Okay, that I don't know, a Chlorerai. But I know there's another Maila. There's a Maila by Kodesh that we don't use the Heter of Mifkat Pkidi, and this Maila is applicable afilo by Kedushas Peh. Let us see Rashi. Zu loy shamati. B'mayle zu dezriye loy shamati. Im b'peh im b'keli. I don't know if they made the mayle by peh b'keli. Avo b'mayle achere shamati. The af b'kdushas peh of dua rabbonah. By another mayle, I know that they made even by kdushas peh. B'kele mayle of minei dua. Then l'chol mayle shabakadish. If we see that they made mayleis By Kedushas Peh, so Mestama this Maila also they made by Kedushas Peh. Dolchon, if he squeezed out the wine, v'achakach ikdishin tahiris, l'nesochim, v'abyeichin al-etaymei, doma lel mashkin mifket pkidi, the mashkin are considered a separate chelik of the ono, it's not one entity with the ono, v'loike bili tume ima oichel, they were not mekabel tume when the ono became tome, l'kame meforesh eichi dochlu. Later the Gemara is going to explain how did he squeeze out the wine, that the wine wasn't mekabel tume from the anovim. Higdishen v'acharkach dochen tmeyis, kosal kedaitach, higdish yein elin esoch. Tmeyis, the ovud rabbonon maile v'kotshim, there's a maile, the mitme mashke im ha'oichel, that the mashke becomes tome together with the oichel, v'mrinin bohu mashkin mifket pkidim. That midrabonu, we don't say that the mashkin is a davar nifrat from the anovim. No, we say, if when the anov became tome, so whatever wasn't the anov also became tome. The juice, the mashke also became tome. V'anovim kedushas peh. Anovim is kedushas peh. Dinam inos non lekeili. I feel you put on the Nekeli Enkli Mekachon. Denkli Shores Mekachon Aladova Haroiloi. Kidiofin in Bishritas Kochim. Something that is Roy for the Klishores, that gets a Kedushas Agur. Gabi Mizbech, Shinema Koleni Gabi Mizbech, Yigdo, Shemeni, Ben Roy, Bet Shane Roy, Tamaloima Oilo, Klishores to the Mizbech, Navkelon Hosom. So Memele, so Rav Dimi brought a raya and was poishet the suffix of Abai. Omar Rav Yosef, zog the Gemara weiter, Anovim kamret, this case of Anovim, hoche ba Anovim shol truma askinem, tiktushes pedit hu, kikdushes klidomi, aval hani de boy kli be peloy oved rabonon mailo. So Rav Yosef was matre Rav Dimi's raya. Could be over here we're speaking about anovim which were trume. The maile of that they said that you don't use the heter of mifket pkidi is applicable by trume also, and trume is equivalent to akdushas aguf because together akdushas peh is that it didn't come to the gmar hakdusha yet. The tachlis is kedushas aguf. So by kedushas peh, which is only hazmone, so could be they weren't machme. But trume, that's the gemar hakedusha, so that's equivalent to hakedushas aguf. So memele, so that was Rav Yosef's dichui. So Rav Yosef said that you have no raya whatsoever from this maila, which is applicable by anovim, because we're speaking about anovim of trume, and that's a kedushas aguf. By kedushas aguf, they made mailas. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi ba anovim shel trume, v'hai ekdeishin kedushas trume koma. Betrume loy shaykh kedushas kli loy bayayim loy banovim, aval hani meyachag. Is then you, there could be the kedushas pair, could be they didn't make this mila. The kedusha yaran and the achronim, the marsha, the reish yosef, amoirer. So according to Rav Yosef, it comes out amuim de kechidush that Rav Yosef is telling us that by trume, even though we hold mitket pkidi. But since there's a maila by trume that the mashkin has the same din of the oichel, so maila, if you have trume tmeye, you can never kvetch ois the mashkin because the mashkin already became tome because you don't say the heta of mitket pkidi by trume. So the meire. So with this is far emphat a gemara daf lamed gimel amet beis. The gemara daf lamed gimel amet beis asked the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that mashkin mifket pkidi. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, it says, trumas tusim ba'anovim shenitmo, ein loy bo loy heter achila bo loy heter asoke, it's valueless. So the Gemara asks, why is trumas tusim ba'anovim? That means you had anovim in its tummy. Why is it valueless? Ho heter achila name isbe, you can kvetch ois the wine. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Viboy doch, le pochas pochas mikebeye. That was the Gemara's Kasha and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Al Teretz, Al Takola, they were geyser. According to Rav Yosef, now the Kasha finds on the throne. Rav Yosef just said, Amoyer Diki Yisot. Rav Yosef said that by Trume, Tmeye, the heter of Mifkat Pkidi doesn't apply. That's Pshat, that's Pshat in this Parais over here. Hikdishan Vachakach Dolchon, it's Tame, and it's speaking about Trume. So, according to Rav Yosef, the whole sugya from before is not necessary. The Chiddush Aran says, "Ein hachanami." The Gemara before didn't know of this Rav Yosef. Look the Gemara weiter. Dolchon v'afilu tuve v'ayis tachoyis letzi dolchon v'acha kachik dishon. So it says that the yain is toil. Now, dolchan vais tois, afilu he had anovim more than the size of a kebeya, or a size of a kebeya, it's also permissible, and the yain is toil. Umi oma rabbi yoichan en hochi, oma rabbi yoichan en anovim shenitmu dolchan poches poches mi kebeya. If you want to have yayin toil, you have to make sure that the anovim are less than a kebeya, because if it's a kebeya, it'll be metame the yayin. And for the gemara, iboy yisayim ochanami poches poches mi kebeya. And chanami Rabbi Yechon means also, it'll only be toil if you'll be doich poches poches mi kebeya. If you doich a kebeya, first I say that the yayin will become tummy, it's mekabel tumor from the anovim. The boy is saying, man, if you want, I'll tell you that here he's speaking about another case. Hosom the Nogulu Barishan. There it is speaking about the Anovim touched the Rishan Lutume. So if they touched the Rishan Lutume Davaluhu Inu Shani, so the Anovim are a Shani. So if the Anovim are a Shani Lutume, so the Mashkin that will come out of the Anovim will be Mekabu Tume from the Anovim. Because Kola Paisala Satume Metame Mashkali is Trila. A sheni that can make truma shlishi, so a sheni is bekoich to make mashkin a rishin. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, we have to be careful, it should be poches mikabeye. Hocha dinogu b'sheni, but here Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that the anovim themselves touched a sheni letumen. The havelu shlishi, so they became a shlishi. So if they are a shlishi letumen, the mashkin that will come out will not be mekabel any tumen. Because there's no revi, we'll see by a filu, it's nasa al taris trume, but there's no revi. Let us see Rashi. Dochon va filotuva la elkamat. Amre dochon. You said that if he squeezed out the grapes, va hakach ikdishan tahiris. Va filotuva bebas achas, you'll have to quetch out a lot. Bit me, va amatla pochas pochas mekebeye. The yoise, because if it's more than a kebeye, ha itmu mashkin bekebeye. Mi yitzie is tiper ishoine. So the mashkin becomes tamei with the first tipe, to mas oichel, some mitu mas oichel, from the oichel that was tamei, shreyesh bo kishir. If the oichel is a shir beye, so it's metam acherim. Hori gassidi bo yisayim, ochen ami vipochus mikibaye, vi bo yisayim, ochen zidin pochus mikibaye, shenogu anovim berisht. There it's speaking about that the anovim touched a rishin letume, kigoyin, tamei sheret. Oy tomei nevele. So the tomei sheretz is a rishin letume. V'chol shkein tomei meis uz an avatum. The kivin d'ava novim sheini. Since novim are at least a sheini. Timu as a mashkin. V'kebeya. So they were metame the mashkin. V'kebeya mishiyotza tipa rishoyin. V'av alpi shein chulin. Even though everything is chulin. The whole apostles are true, and the time of Mashkin is true. Since it's a shiny, it's because of the apostle true, so the Mashkin that touches it will become a rishon. The shiny is the shlish of true, like Garcini, and the whole of the we're not speaking about here of true. The true, Amr and David Milo, Shemit Ma Mashkin Maicho, by true, we said, like you don't say Mifket Pocket, you say that the Mashkin is Tommy together with the Eichel. Hocha de nogu anovim b'sheini. Here it's speaking about anovim touched a sheini l'tume. The havelohu shlishi. So they are a shlishi l'tume. Now, Rashi Rakash, how could you have anovim shal chulin? They should be a shlishi l'tume. Chulin only goes to a sheini. So Rashi says, anovim shenasu al taris trume mashkachas b'hu shlishi. It was shayach. Do you have chulin? But you were noyig with this chulin that it should have the dinei tahare of trume. So then, midarabonon, it has dinei trume, afazoi vayit, that it can go to lashlish. Hilkach dochen vachakach igdishen, shekor lem shem trume tohiren, vafilo dorachal beyachat, shoichol shlishi, loy osa lamashke klum, a shlishi will not do anything to the mashke. In the beginning it didn't become Tomei. The Kaidim Kriya Shem Le'ovad Maila. They never made a Maila before it was Kriya Shem Trume. Higdishan Le'Trume V'achakach Dolchon Tomei. The Kriya Shem Chola HaMaila Alayim. From the Kriya Shem the Maila was Chal. V'nas HaMashkin Ka'oichel HaKel Echot. The Mashkin became like the Oichel, that you don't say Mifket Pocket. And then it's Mekabel Tume together with the Oich. Al Kaponim, so far we had, is this, we learned Dinei Mailas, the Maila that Zriya does not help by Kodesh and Trume, is a Maila, the Heter of Mifkat Pokid, does not help by Kodesh and Trume, and we had a Sofik, if these Mailas are only by Kedushas Aguf, or filu by Kedushas Pek. Omar Rove Afanan Nami Tonina. So Rashi says, what's this Afanan Nami Tonina? The Ovod Rabbonon Maile Bekotshim Vafilu Bekedushas Pek. So he has a Raya. He has a Raya that a filu Bekedushas Pek, they also made a Maile. What's this Maile? Says Venosan Olov Mayim Chayim El Kelly Shetehei Chiyusan Bekli. So from the end of the Pasuk, Chayim Mayim Chayim El Kelly, Vaistois, that the Mayim Chayim should come directly into the Keli. That means Yoshoyev Mayim with the Keli, and then with this water that you were Shoyev from a Mayon, then you put the Eifer. Mayim chayim al keli shtei chiyusam bikli. From the chiyus, from the mine, it should go directly to the cave. That's the mashmois of the end of the pasuk. V'nosan, the beginning of the pasuk, vayistoyis vakert. The Nasan Olov, the beginning of the Pasuk is that you put in the Eifa Parah first, the Nasan Olov, and then you pour. Nasan seems to be speaking about that it wasn't a Keli already, and you pour into this Keli the Nasan Olov. So the Nasan Alma Tlushin in it, that you can put Mayim Tlushin. The Sefer of the Pasuk says it has to be Mechuba. So we have a stira between the Sefer and the Reisha. Elo Maile, Ochinami Maile. So let us see Rashi. Look to Rashi. So Rashi said this is going to be a Raya that by Kedusha's Peh, there's also Maile. Shetehei Chiyusan Bikli. The end of the Pasuk says that you have to take Mayim Chayim directly into the Keli. Ba'oisei Kli Atzmoi, Shu Mekadish Boi Mei Chatos Ba'afron. In this Keli, he's going to be Mekadish, this Mei Chatos with Eifer, Tzorech Lamaloisei Min HaMayim. So he has to fill this up from HaMayim. Ba'lo Yemalayim B'Kli Acher V'Ya'arem L'Soich. They shouldn't put Mayim Chayim in a different Keli. And now when it's Tolush, he should pour it into the Keli that he's making Kiddush. V'chsiv v'kosa v'nosan, the mashmet lushim, the mutulam ha'yisulamaloise b'kliyacha v'ya'arim l'sirze. So you have a psastir in the posik. Elo maile ba'almuhu midarabonon, shetehei chiyusam b'kli, basmechu rabonon akro. So Rashi is saying that really the emes of Shatan Posik is from the Reisha Dekro. The Nosan Olov Mayim, that Lushim is good. That what it says, Mayim Chayim Al Keili, Shetechi Yusim Bikli, this only in Asmach Tabalma. He says, so Meiker Adin, Lushim is good. The Rabbonon were Machmer, and they said, you need Mechuborim. You need Mechuborim. So a Meile, and this, so this is a Meile, that Nei Yeshua is Mevayer, that since it's speaking about before the Nesina Sa'efer, so there's no Kedusha Sa'guf. There's only a Hazmone for Mechatos. This water is not Mechatos, it's only a Hazmone for Mechatos. And we see they made a chumre that you have to have chiyuson b'keili. So you see they made mailas by a dovo that's only yazmone. So who adin? They some mailas. So omarov afanan nami tanine. It would seem that if that is the way Rashi learns pshat. So it would come out that Rava holds like Rav Dimi. He said, what's Afanan Nami Tanine? That means that Rav Dimi brought a raya, that they made a maila by Kedushas Peh, and he learned that it is speaking about a Kedushas Peh of Anovim for Nesachim. Rav Yosef was matcha the raya. Rav Yosef said that they're speaking about Anovim Shal Truma. Look, that's a matter of opinion. That's a Rav Yosef learned pshat in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. But it seems about Rav Dimi learned Pshat in the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, he's speaking about Kedusha's Peh. So it seems Rava also holds like Rav Dimi. Another raya I have, that by Kedusha's Peh they made Mailis, because over here, the Mayim Chayim Al Keli is before the Mayim gets a Kedushas Aguf, before the Mayim is called Mechatos, which know what kind of Kedusha there is, but Al Kapon, before the Mayim gets a Din Mechatos, it's only Asmonis. And by this Mayim, there's a Chumre, they made a Chumre ready by this Mayim, so who Adin, that they made Mailis by all Kedushas Peh, Bat L'choy Reb Shatan Rashi, Afanan nami tanina dover rabbona maila bekochim vafilu begdushas peh. So the most advaita ochinami maila ba'almu. So just like they made a maila By Kedushas Peach, Anami Maila Balmu, Dein Zriya Letrume, Pasurim Milachel. So they made a Maila by Truma also. Now this is very difficult to understand. In the whole sugi before, we had Truma is much better than Kedushas Peach. That was the memory of Rabbi Yosef. Kedusha is much better. So now all of a sudden we're saying, so just like they made a Maila by Kedushas Peach, Why do you have to learn out Trume, which is a Kedushas Haguf, from this din that a Kedushas Peh? Now let us see Taisvis. It's very interesting. I don't know if it means something, but in the whole sugya, when we're speaking about a maila, in all the lashonis of Rashi, Ovad Rabbona Maila, Ovad Rabbona Maila, Ovad Rabbona Maila, that's what Rashi said. That's the lashon of Rashi Keseda. Here, somehow, from this halacha, Rashi says, Ela maila ba'almehu. It's a maila ba'alme, midarabonon. Hochinami maila ba'almehu. Now, what Rashi is Moisev all of a sudden over here, Ba'alme, I don't know, maybe Shteitap is though, which I really don't know. But then it's a new Mahalach in the Sugya somehow. That the Gemara was now Machadish, it's a Maila Ba'alme, Chanami Maila Ba'alme. But the Pashtus, I don't understand, they says what the Hochinami is, the Truma is Golposh, the Truma is like a Kedushas Kli. This is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Kivege Tzeichen Su, Usin Taisus Operish Akuntrish Dochuk. So Rabbi Kivege Tzeichen Su, Arash, Mesechtes Poret, and the Rash is Chilik. And Rashi, he brings this many Rayas from Mesechtes Poret that there is no such halacha whatsoever. Rashi tells us, Lamai, so we go away from this Rashi, so the halacha is when you make mechatos, you have to go and you need to use some el keli, that you have to be shoyev in the keli that you're going to make the kiddush mechatos, in that keli, he has to be shoyev from mayim chayim. As they state in Rashi, the Rash brings there many mishnayas that vice toch ois, there's no such din at all. L'chadchili, you can be shoyev mayim in a different keli, and then pour it into this keli. So therefore, the Rash is chaylik on Rashi. He says there's no, the zikha is not pshat in the sugya, because there's no such halacha. So Taisus has an altogether a new pshat in the Gemara. And it seems the other older Rishayim seem to learn like Taisus. V'nosan, almet lushim, v'amuchu borim ninu. Peish. The Vinosan Mashme the Choshev Lohut Lushim. Vinosan seems to say that this water has a din of Tolush. Bahainu Leinyin Kabolas Tume, that has a din Tolush Leinyin Kabolas Tume, Afal Pishain Mechuborim, even though it is really Mechuborim. Bahash the Maisi Raya, then Hashokel Hegdish Mina Teire, Behind the Trumanami, Ovid Rabon and Maile, Operish Akuntras Dochuk. Taisus says, Amuim de Kepshat, Rabbi Nachman also seems to learn like this, that the Posik, this is the Posik is telling us a very interesting halacha. That, if when he was Shoyev, the Mayim for Mechatos, he was grad Shoyev it, the Mayim that is going to be Mekadish, he was Shoyev, or maybe this is talking about a different keli. This is talking about the first keli. He was shoyev the mayim for mechatos in a keli. Now b'shash she'eve, the mayim in the keli is mechuber to the mehamayim. You have one stream of water, and which is connected. Now, this water, which is at the present time connected to the Mehamayim, what would be B'chol HaTeire Kula if Asheretz would touch this water? So B'chol HaTeire Kula, the water would not become Tomei, because Mei Mikveh does not become Tomei. and the mayim in the keli is mechuber to a mayim, so memela this water should not become tummy. So the pasuk says, v'nosan olav mayim chayim al keli. This mayim chayim al keli has a din of v'nosan, has a din of tolus, that it will be mekabel tum. So this is a limud mina teire, that legabe mei chatos, there is no such tare of zriye, of chibur. It's not considered mechuber. Even though bepoil is mechuber, is a din of tolus. Let us see again the teisus. Perish. The vinosan mashme, the choshiv lohu telushim, that is considered tolush. V'hainu le'inyin kabolastum. What means considered tolush? It's mechuba to the mayim. But it's considered tolush le'inyin kabolastum. Avo b'shein mechuborim. Even though v'emes it is mechuba. V'hash de ma'isi raye den hashoke lehegdish minatayrem. So now the Gemara brings a raye that we see by mechatos, that the Gemara tells the Sutta Hegdish, that's what we were saying till now. Maila, that they made a Maila in Zriyala Hegdish, was a member of Rabbi Shia. So now the Gemara is bringing a raya that mina Torah there's no Zriya. The Chaim Betrumenami Ovid Rabbon on Maila. So that's Ochinami. So we see from over here, that's me the Dvar Shmuel asks, so the flow of the Gemara is, but till now the Gemara was saying it's a Rabbon and the Kemaila. The Gemara said, the Ovid Rabbon and Maila, the Duma, Kedishim Bekli, come out of a Peloi Ovid Rabbon and Maila, Duma Penami Ovid Rabbon and Maila. It's the Gemara till here was going that it's a Maila de Rabbon. And then Rava can say, Afananami Tanine, and all of a sudden he's saying it's a Maila de Raisa. Not too clear what the nami is. Omar Rav Shimi Barashi, Afanan Nami Tanine, Toval Ba'ola, Oichel B'maisa. After Tvile, before Erev Shemesh, a person, he was tummy before, he's allowed to eat Maisa. Erev Shimshoi, Oichel B'trume. Betrume in bekotchim loy, but he's not allowed to eat kotchim. Amai toyehu, elo maile, ochinami maile. Just like here there's a maile, there is also maile. Let's go a little further, and then we'll see from Zera Shvera Rashi, though. So let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Ravashi afananami tanine, another raya. Bahaboso Larabis Esa Aitsimulavoine Aitsimulavoine bit me bnei it muyaninu. Here this pasuk says Bahaboso the Zaibrikebob, so this comes to tell us that Aitsimulavoine shall hegdish, even though they're not an oichel, they're also mekabel tumen, which is a psachumre, that for Kabbalah's tumen you need either a keli or an oichel or mashke. And here the Bob is telling us Larabis Aitsim Lavoin. Aitsim Lavoin bit meit muyaninu. Ella maila. It's a maila. It's ochinami maila. So, it's also a maila. Now, before we look into Rashi over here, let's just refresh our memories for 1 second to remind ourselves there's a machloikis Rashi and Taisus and Daf Yutes Amad Aleph. Just let's see, and Daf Yutes Amad Aleph. We just have to see a small shura in Rashi. Now this is the, we should see 4 lines from the bottom in Rashi. It's the 6th word from the end of the shura. So Rashi says like this. The midrabonon hu de gecholim, the midrabonon hu. This tumme of Eitzim Levoine is a darabonon. The gecholim ulevoina lav v'nei kibulei tumeninu. It's not mekabel tume, ela midrabon. It's only mekabel tume midrabon. Sechtrashi v'achol gav de omar mar v'haboso l'rabeis eitzim ulevoina. There's a posik. How can I say it's a darabon? Omrinim b'chol shod de mailo midrabon onhi. So now we know Arashi and Daf Yutes. That Rashi learned Pshat in our Gemara, that what the Gemara said, Abosar v'lavoyne, l'rabi seitzim l'vone, that Abosar v'lavoyne is a maila de Rabbon. That's what Rashi learned. Now let's just look at Tosfos and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. So Tosfos, the Tosfos of Masrel Alma Kosova, third line in Tosfos, the Mail of Rabbonani, Masha Mekablon Tumah, Veperikol Shor Korilo Maila. Ve'ein Zeh Rai. Zog Tosfos, that's no Rai. The Hosam Nami Korilo Maila, Lohavi Kaparosoi Oichel Bekotchim. The Gemara also mentions that Mechusa Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kodesh without a Kobin. Avogav the Havid de Reise, Kedadorosh Veperikol. So Memela, so Tosfos says, you can't learn the Gemara that says Maila, and Tosfos Lushitosi is Avadigibus. Tosfos learned the first Gemara of Nosan that it's Tlushim. Also the Gemara calls Maila, and it means it's a Maila Minatayre. So Tosfos says, Amachus Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kodesh. That's also Minatayre. So now the Gemara says, that's the second, Afananamitanine. And the third one, that Vahabosel, that Eitzim Levoine, the Moses Ma also means Minatayr. But Taisus brings a raya from Mechusa Kippurim. Taisus brings a raya from Mechusa Kippurim. Okay. Now, let us get back to our Amid. And let us just skip the two Rashis of Tanin and Bekotchim Lo. We'll come back. Is the Rashi bringing down the Lashon HaPosuk. The Posuk is Vahabosa Kol Toyo Yoichol Boso Bov Yiseire L'Rabeis Eitzim L'Voine Shal Kodesh L'Tume V'Koy Adelel V'Boso Asher Yiga B'Chol Tome Lo Yeichol Vahabosa. This is the Posuk. The Posuk says Vahabosa Asher Yiga B'Chol Tome Lo Yeichol Vahabosa Kol Toyo Yoichol Boso. So the Vav of the second Vahabosa is Marba that Eitzim L'Voine also Mekabel Tume. It muye nino, bit muye, hai lab oichel nino. This is not an oichel. So me meile, so it's a meile, so chinami meile. So now we're bikiyim, so we know that Rashi learned on Daf Yutes, that Rashi learned his gemore, it's a psana smachte. Yeah. Now let us see how Rashi learns pshat in this gemore of Herif Shimshay, that Tosfos asked on Rashi from this gemore. Zogt Rashi, Tonine, Afananami Tonine, the Ovud Rabbonon Maile Bekotchim Afilu Midereise. Now, one looks at this Rashi, fell finster in the Eugen, because Loi Reishi Seife, Rashi, it's double talk, the Ovud Rabbonon Maile Bekotchim Afilu Midereise. So Rashi starts off, it's a Maile de Rabbonon, and Rashi says, "Afilu midereise." Doesn't click. The lashon doesn't flow. The Dvar Shmuel asks the kasha. Now Yeshua asks the kasha. Yeshua has a whole pshat in this Rashi, which is very difficult. But l'chayr it's a shvera Rashi. So I thought, luli de mistafine, if the whole flow of Rashi is that everything is at the Rabbonon. I mean, Rashi said the first Afananam Tanim is at the Rabbonon, the third one is at the Rabbonon, Rashi says on Daf Yutes. So perhaps, if we can make a little grise, maybe it would be very good. The Taninin, the Ovid, Rabbonon, Maile, Bekotchim, Ba'asmechei Adiraise. So if you make from the Afilu Va'asmachai and you make from the Mem and Aleph Adaraise, so then it would be very good. That's how Rashi learned before also, that the Maim Chaim Al Keli is an Asmach, the Rashi says, Vasmachu Rabbono Nakro. That was the first one, and the third one will also be an Asmach, and this would be Va'asmachai Adaraise. V'verhot Azolcha Breite Pleitzis Zogna Zagreis. And then the big problem is, because Rashi and Daf Nun Tes says, Rashi and Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph says that if a Mechusa Kippurim eats, as a Rashi Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph, a Mechusa Kippurim, so Rashi says that if he eats a Kochim, he's Chayiv Kores. So it's a Daraisa. So it's bitter. In the Rabbeinu David, it seems he had a different gears than Rashi. Taninin, the Ovid Maila Bekotchim Afilu Midaraisa without the Rabbonon. So then it also makes sense that there's a Maila Midaraisa. וקוצים לוי עם תומה דבסקפורי כגוין זוב וזובה וילדס. זוקת המשנה ויתר. אילו דבורים, אנו סוגיינם, אילו דבורים שאודם יצא בהם ידי חייבוסי בפסח. These are the meaning that a person can become חייבס מצל. בחיתם, בסוירם, בקוסמן, קוסמן is spelt, בשיפן is rye, בשיבל is שול, and oats. Period. These are the five chameshes aminim that a person could be mekayim mitzvahs achilas matzah. V'yoytzin bidmai. If this the tvue that you made the matzah was dmai, yoytze. U'bemai serishin shenitlo trumosoy. Or you're making matzah out of my serishin that trumas maisa was taken off. B'maiser sheni v'hegdish shenivdu. So maiser sheni chutzil rishalayim, that was nivte. Hegdish shenivde. So memele, you also yoytze. V'kahanim b'chala b'trume. Kahanim ha-yoytze b'chala b'trume. That's the yoytze. Aboloi b'tevel. But what if it's not my, it's tevel gomel. V'loi b'maiser rishin shaloi nitcha tumosoi. They did not take off trumas maiser. So we'll see later, tomorrow is a different shot later. V'loi b'maisa sheni v'hegdish shaloi nifdu, or if there wasn't a geherig opinion on maisa sheni v'hegdish. Chalois ha-toide urikike nozir. Now a person, the chalois ha-toide, there are chalois that are matzah, and urikike nozir also matzah, is a son la'atzmon, if he made it for himself to be used as chalois toide, as urikike nozir, and yoytze behen. See why later in the sugya. A son limker, but if he was in business, he made it that if we'll find a koine that wanted for chalis toide, be chalis toide. If he won't find a koine, he can use it for himself. He's a son limker b'shuk, yaitzim behem, then he could be mekai mitzvah sachilas matz. Zogt Rashi, eilu devorim sha'odam yaitzim behem yedei chayvose, mishum chayves matzah b'layla rishayne, שמחויב לאכל מצה, כדכסיב בערב תאכלו מצס. שבי לשול, שבי לשלו עושי כזון אוף שול, like the tail of a fox. שיפיין, שיגלו, יועצם בדמי, תבועה הנלקחס מעם האורץ, תבועה which was purchased from העם האורץ, והיא נקראיז דמי. דמי is two words, דו מי, what is this? Sofik Yisro, could be that Amoritz was Mafresh Maizris, Moses later, Sobaroi Vamaratz Maasrimei, Sofik Lo Yisro, Vechivu Chachomim Lahafresh Maizrei Seo Misofik. So Misofik in Mechui, you have to be Mafresh Maizre. Ve'im Ochal Matzo Mimeno, Bolo Yifresh Maizre Mimeno, Yotzo, so you Yotzo. Emerson, we'll see Yotzo B'dievet, Yotzo Mizel, but the Lucheri, it's only Yotzah b'dieved. V'maisa rishin shalavim, shenot lo trumosei trumes maisa lekoinim, mikam ve'eloch ha-maisa muta lezor. V'kahanim v'chala b'trume, avu Yisroel b'truma loy, k'diyalef lekamo. Why is a Yisroel not Yotzah b'trume? So Rashi brings a drosha later. We'll see later this drosha, the way Rashi brings down this drosha, this is how Ravina learned Pshat in the drosha. Even though the Gemara doesn't like Ravina's drosha, but Rashi brings this down on the Mishnah. Let us see down the drosha. So it says as follows, Vaysoichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzes. So the Gemara makes a drosha like this. Mi she'enay muzar al chimutzoy, Elo mishum chometz ata yoytze bo yidei chayves matzah. That means, if it would have been chometz, so the only issa you would have had eating it is the issa chometz. So then, when it's not chometz, you can be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah. Yotzo ze she'oso machmas issa racha, but trume, chal and trume, a Yisroel would have another issa if it while eating it. If it would have been chometz, it would be also because of two reasons. One, because of chometz. Number two, because of trume. So, if it, in the pasuk says you're only yoytze with such a matzah that if it would have been chotze, if it would have been chametz, the only iser would have been chametz, and this would have been chametz would have been two isurim. Hello, mishum chametz. Loi b'maisa sheini chutz l'rishalayim. Asun la'atzmoi lechem toide v'nozer. En yoytze b'ma. Filo loy shochat ha'zevach alayim. Loy kore shayim alayim. Elo shasun l'das kain. It was made for to be used as lachmei toide. Limka b'shuk. V'tayim ha'mafosh b'gmo. Limka b'shuk l'tzorche lachmei toide. A naziris that is going to sell it. It will find the koine. We learned in Abaraisa. Kusmin min chitim. Kusmin is a min chitim. Shiboyle shuo v'shipoin min sa'irim. This is a type of sa'irim, a type of a barley. Kusmin gulbe shipoin dishre shiboyle shuo shivili tali. Before we go further, let us see this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Min chitim le'inyan trume. What's an afkamin of this is a min chitim, a min tzoirim, le'inyan trume. The ein termin mi min al she'enoi minoi. The termin chitim al kusmin, because kusmin is a min chitim. Let us see Tosfos. Kusmin min chitim shebay leshul v'shipoin min tzoirim. Rashi Pirish Le'inyin Tein Termin Mimin Al She'enay Minay. It's speaking about Truma. Now, the Rosh Yosef asks the Kasha, and that's where the Dachshund the Rabbeinu Peretz also asks the Kasha and Rashi, that there's a Mishnah that says that whatever makes Kloyim one with another is not called the Min Lagabi Truma. Now, it says that chitim and kusmin are make kloim zebozeh. So therefore, they're chaylik on Rashi. That Rashi says that kusmin is a mean chitim legabi trume. So they ask Akasha, since chitim and kusmin are kloim zebozeh, so legabi trume, it's called tuminim. It's considered tuminim. Taisa doesn't speak out the Akasha, but others speak out the Akasha. Rashi pierce lo'inyin den term in minal sheni min. Veri oimah, that's not true. It's not speaking about trume. By trume could be, they're not called the same mean. Kusmin and chitim are not the same mean. Which halach is kusmim and chitim the same mean? Riyayimed menoches, perik rabbi shmur, muchach behedi de bereisel in yechale misni. Speaking about chale, you want to be mitzarif, chitim and kusmin, so memele, to make a shir chale, so it's called the same mean. Yesh makshim. This nan b'meseches chale, hachite eina mitztarefes im hakel, chutz min hakusmin. Asohoirim mitztarefem im hakel, chutz min hachitim. So weiss doch ois, that sohoirim is mitzurif with kusmin. So comes a kusmin as a mean sohoirim. And here by us it says, we're speaking about chale, it says, Shibayle shul v'shipayin min tzoyrim, kusmi min chitim. That's why it's v'skashim. Nachamol, yeshmakshin desnamim, m'seches chala chitayin mitztarefes im hakel chutz min hakusmin. V'asoyrim mitztarefem im hakel chutz min hachitim. V'tzoyrim in kusmim ha-metzorim. Alme kusmi badi tzoyrim, shapir domi. And here it says, only shibayle shul v'shipayin min tzoyrim. Boy Mary, the kusmin min chitim. That what it says in Agma kusmin min chitim, kloima af min chitim. It is also a min chitim. Kolchoshkein min tzoirim. Avada gewiss it's a min tzoirim. Shibay lishul v'shipo min tzoirim v'loi min chitim. So Taisu says, ein echanami, kusmin is a min tzoirim. And who adin shibay lishul v'shipo? And kusmin is also a min chitim. Oh, the sign you have some bereisha mesechte. Chamisha dvorim chayovim bechal. Achitim asoirim bakusmim shibay lishul b'shipoim. Re elu chayovim bechal. Umitztarfim zeim ze. So now this is a problem. If we're speaking about chal, it says in the beginning of mesechtes chal that all the chameshes aminim ametzurim zeim ze. And here we're saying that only kusmin is mitzuruf with chitim. Chitim and tzairim are not mitzuruf. Oy mari, the mishani b'Yerushalmi, kan b'noshuch, v'kan b'bolu. Peish. B'noshuch means as follows. Shekol achas v'achas nase isa b'fnei atzmo. He had made isa'is from all the chameshes aminim. They got attached. That means you have Isais from different minim, chitim and kusmin, and now you put one next to the other, and one is noishach the other. That means if you separate it a little from the other one will come off. So there's a chibur between the two minim. Hosom vadai emet stafim kulom alok maishem afuroshim. There, if it's noshuch, so then lemaise you need. If it's noshuch, so then only chitim is chitim and kusmim should become a tzurif. Bebolu, what is if it's bebolu? Shekol hakmochim niloishim yachad. That they mixed up all the kmochim together. Va'osu mehem ise bahi. In such a case, cool, that he made, if you made an ise out of all the kmochim together, so then bahi kulam mitstarfim, the chashvin and kulam ke'echot, that all of them have a din of one mean. Just let's see a little further. So now the Gemara says, hani en, and the Baraisit says, kusmin min chitim shebay lishul v'shipa min soirem, and hani in oires v'doichen loy. So davke, these minim are good, aber oires v'doichen is not good. So there's a very choshev etzlach, and the Miri Dachsma says the same thing, that why did the Gemara have to first bring this baraisa, and then be medak that oires v'doichen is no good? Why can't the Gemara stel sich bald on the Mishnah? So the Tzlach says, because the Mishnah says that yoytze with chamesh minim, chitim, soirim, kusmin, so I would think it didn't mention oires v'doichen, because oires v'doichen is amin chitim. It just, there's five minim, chitim, soirim, kusmin. So that's what I would say. Eiris v'doichen is also good, but Eiris v'doichen is amin chit. But here, since it's from this baraisa we see need to say, there are two minim, there's chitim and soirim. Kusmin min chitim, and shbele shul min soirim. So now, kan shoye labenu, what's with Eiris v'doichen? I says Eiris v'doichen is not a mean of chitim, and not a mean of soirim. So from the baraisa we see that Eiris v'doichen is no good.